Welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening Friday on the broadcast. We've been talking about you and your church this week, you and your pastor. You and your pastor's wife, you and your pastor's kids, you and your church, and today you and your service, serving the King of Kings. And so I look forward to our time together, and I look forward to the broadcast. Don't forget, you got to set your clock ahead 1 hour Saturday night. You're going to lose an hour of sleep. Let's set it up. But Sunday night's going to be awesome. The sun will be out. It'll be a little bit lighter. And it's going to be a great thing. I love daylight savings time, so it begins this Sunday. Pray for our seniors that are on their senior trip. God give them safety. How about this song, Hide Me Behind the Cross? There's a great song. Stephanie Eskelson and Natasha Williams, they're two of our girls that graduated from our high school, our college. They're serving the Lord in other churches. They sing for us today.
Lord, as I seek to serve you, may you find in me what's pleasing to your heart. I leave my will at Calvary, taking on a nature humbled by your scars. For I know it's only through your love, who I am is hidden by your grace. Let my desire
thank God for that good song. Hi, you know, if we just if we would just decrease and he would increase. That's what we need to have happen. He needs to increase and Jack Treiber needs to decrease. I feel a little bit like the preacher, a very famous preacher. As he got nearing the shore, he's older in life, and he said, the older I become, I want to just sneak in a back door into heaven, just sort of crawl in, let nobody know that I made it. You know, I feel that way so often. I've served God. I've really done my best, but I haven't done my best. I probably should have. I wish I'd given it more, and I hope that you're giving God your best. One more song, Sheltered by His Grace, and then the Bible study today. We'll play this song, and then we're in Psalm 100 today. Just a verse, a thought about you and your service. Psalm 100, please.
I missed out on heartaches. This world feels every day. Would steal my joy away. I missed out on all the things they said I'd miss out on. But somehow I have a heart of peace when their good times are gone. I've been sheltered by His grace, kept in a safe place, protected by the prayers of those who have always His face. In a world of shifting sand, I could hold on to their hands, for they've guided me in how to run this race. As the years go on, I'm sheltered by His grace. Grace can take the sea
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord. Here it is. With gladness. God wants us to serve. We were saved to serve. He gave each of us a gift. There's 9 gifts of the Spirit. You maybe have the gift of teaching. Well, you can't teach for a year and then quit. Well, I got too big. You've got to teach. You got to teach. You got to make that a priority. Maybe you're helps. Maybe you're the helper that drives that bus, drives that shuttle bus. Maybe you're the mechanic. Maybe we have. I'm watching every week people in our housekeeping. They come all hours of the day and night. They're vacuuming the rugs coming into the auditorium and the buildings that outside. They're vacuuming when you step inside. They vacuum the hardwood floors. They vacuum the auditorium. It takes so many hours. That's a 3,000 seat auditorium just to straighten it up. And our people are good at it. They're great at it. I watch people come and clean the restrooms, the hallways, the classrooms. I've seen someone vacuuming the other day, and I got thinking, man, they've been doing that for years, just years and years and years. That's how God wants you to serve him and to serve him with gladness. I have people doing the most menial task, just menial task. You know, turning wrenches on greasy engines, on the buses, on the shuttles, on the vans, on the trucks, whatever we have around here. Turning wrenches under car. Nobody ever sees them. I've had a hard time here this year so far, but I try to go out every Saturday morning before I go out or when I get back from soul winning, just to say hi to the mechanics. There's always 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, sometimes as many as 10 mechanics out there, and they're working. I've got a mechanic. He comes every Monday. He's probably done it for 20 years, Monday night, and he checks the buses, and he writes up if there's a taillight missing or a taillight that's not working, if there's a brake light not working, he takes it out of service, and he just writes up these buses. Been doing it probably 20, 25 years. Works the job. Now he is retired from that job after all these years, but he just did it faithfully, just faithfully. You know, I've got folks that are in gardening, and they garden around here. They keep this place looking, and we have a company that does it, but they do extra things. I have got folks that are on windows. Every Saturday, I see people washing windows and with squeegees, bringing it down every single week. They're great people. I want to say that we're to serve the Lord, and we're to serve him with gladness. Are you in the choir? We'll sing Sunday morning, Sunday night. Sing both services. Are you in the choir? Well, go to choir practice. Don't just show up to sing. Show up to practice. So I've sung the song before. Well, practice it again. Are you a bus captain? Stay in it. I think four ladies that are all in their 80s. They're in the bus ministry. Bus captains. In their 80s, been doing it for 40 years. Just keep it up. And just keep it up. Just keep knocking on doors, visiting people, calling on people. If God has given you strength to walk, then stay in the bus ministry. You don't have to say, well, I better get out. I'm getting old. I used to have that. I don't have it anymore. But I used to have people would get, you know, to be 60, 65. They retire, say, well, I'm going to retire from teaching. I don't understand that. I've got Bill Manley, he's been teaching children, bus kids, second, third graders for 40-some years. He's 81, and he's still teaching. He's still teaching the Word of God. I thank God for him. He's a faithful man. I think of my chairman, my deacons. He's been with me for 48 years. Well, he's 87 years of age, but he's still doing a great job. Just because you get older doesn't mean you quit. We have an army of workers now called, we call them prime timers. They're the retired people. I've got probably 55 people in that ministry, and they work and they serve God. Oh, they're such a blessing. I want to say you serve the Lord with gladness. You come before his presence singing. Sing while you're turning those wrenches. Sing while you're vacuuming the floors. Listen to KMVBC and listen to music, whatever it may be. But be faithful to the work that God has called you. That's how you establish a great church. I have a great church because I have great people. They love their pastor. They love the pastor's wife. They love our kids. They love our church. And they're serving the King of Kings. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Father, bless our weekend this weekend as we seek to serve thee. And I pray that folks would wake up on Sunday morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.